Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here again. Another week. And boy, does time fly, huh? And we're already, in the middle of the year here. It's just flying by. Lots of changes, lots of good things happening, though. And today you guys get me. This is a good one for agents, brokers, and buyers and sellers, because we have some treats happening here. In this world of technology, nothing surprises me anymore, and everything's changing like lightning, yet we're still always keeping the basics there. So today we're going to talk about staging your home if you're selling a home. So this is why it works for agents, brokers, sellers, and buyers. It's funny because sometimes people think staging your home always helps sell a home better. And part of that is people really sometimes can't envision what it's going to look like, what their home is going to look like with their furniture without some pieces placed in the home. Now, as many years as I've been in the real estate industry, my biggest thing and most important factor, if you're talking about homes, not businesses, not commercial properties, et cetera, but if you're talking about homes that people are going to live in, even though location does make a difference no matter what you're buying, I can literally strip that house, and if the location is there and the basics are there and the price is right, because you want to really get the best deal you can get, I can visually, and maybe it's just from all the years of doing it, strip it and say, hey, wait a minute, we could knock out this wall here, knock out this wall here, make this work, this can be your sitting room, your living room, this is great for the kids, or you need that art gallery area, you need this, you need that, and I can see it, because to me, location is totally number one. And then pricing, because even though the rates are good, it behooves you to get a really good deal on a property when you're buying it, whether you're buying an investment property or you're buying your own house. When you're buying your own house, though, you have that heart and soul in it more. It's where you're going to be. You'll tend, and it's a fact, that people will pay more for a property that is going to be used by them, where the investment properties are strictly usually, bottom line numbers, rate of return, what's going to come out of it, how's it work, and then they come up with the numbers. And there's all these other factors that get into it. So today, though, so I do that. I can strip a house and just do it, and many can, but I think it comes from years and years of finding solutions for situations, and you kind of have to think out of the box and do this. But if you're going and you've bought a house or two houses or three or four, you may not be able to visualize it that way. They've done tons of studies. We're in the day and age of surveys, and for marketing, we've always gone, and marketing experts and studies always want to get plans and feasibility plans and marketing plans and figure out who's going to buy what and do whatever. So our surveys are a lot quicker these days now. Many buyers, because of the internet, are actually buying homes today without even seeing them. I mean, there's auctions that are happening and other things, or they'll send somebody. But they're getting to see the properties on the internet. So they actually narrow down a lot of their choices based just on those online photos. why it's really important to have good photos of your property, et cetera. Or if you're an agent broker of good properties, you want to make sure you're showing the house to as well as it can be shown. So with all this, okay, so a lot of people are going into vacant, you know, properties, and you notice, like, when a builder builds homes, the model homes always look spectacular, and the colors are just pristine, and everything matches and everything. So people have been going to staging homes, which can get expensive if you're doing it for yourself. I think I want to go through some steps of how you should show your home today, and if you're agent broker, how you should set it up for the sellers, and then add in pieces. You don't have to spend a lot of money. A lot of people say, well, I'm not going to put the home on right now until this is fully ready. And I just don't agree with it 100%. It really depends on your situation. If it's somewhere where you need to sell pretty quickly, you may just want to neutralize it, clear out the clutter, start packing everything that you're going to take with you, and go for it. It's not worth waiting 2 months if it's something you need to do now, because the markets change, interest rates change, everything changes. And same token, if you're buying a house, just because the rates are low, you don't want to pay so much more money because you love that house, unless it makes sense. So there's a lot of factors that get involved in purchasing a home, selling a home, which you can usually use help with when you're deciding. So today, though, going through staging, what I think is really interesting is now with technology, virtual staging has become an economical way to stage and show the potential of a vacant property. Isn't that cool? I mean, you can actually do this for next to nothing. Just amazing. So we're gonna take a really fast break, and then get into step-by-step processing, and we'll give you some information too on virtual staging, which I think you're gonna find really fun and interesting. To go in, because you don't have to spend a ton of money to do these things either. That's just really, really important. And go from there. I will be right back.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
How do I get off of the I think I'll do it to the do it stage? You see, many people, their life is something like this. Ready, aim, 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 aim. They never fire. They never shoot. They never execute. Now, let me just also say there are some people that's like ready, fire, aim. And you know, they don't execute either. They just shoot somebody accidentally. Execute means that there's a ready, preparation, aim, get your target, but then you shoot. The greatest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
Hi, this is Natalie Mullenix, and you're listening to Realty Universal Radio. I love John Maxwell. He's awesome. We've gone through the certifications with him that we are going to be offering to our members and affiliates, not the full certification, but pieces of it. There's just such great knowledge there with what John does, and gives you a lot of peace. He has a total faith in God as well. And when you start your day off with God and you do some meditation and focusing and get that peace, it certainly helps your day no matter what's going on in your day. And same thing with when you go to sell your house, how all these things just tie in together. They always tie in together. Remember, home is where the heart is. It all starts with your heart and soul. So when you go to sell your house, you know, because you've lived in your home, and today, of course, we're talking about homes and so much, because you've lived in your home, you've usually customized it to make it comfortable for you, which is exactly what you should do. And but when you're selling your home, the way you live in your home and the way you sell your home are two totally different things. You know, it's funny, sometimes and agents and brokers can relate to have showing homes, and people loved it and they bought it because it looked just like what their home looked like, or the people had the same type of furniture, same belongings, same items in the house. There was common interest. And so it certainly does help to get everything ready. And cleanliness, getting your house as spotless as possible, I would say as spotless as possible, and clearing the clutter is absolutely first on the list. To start with like a fresh, cleaned out house, and if you're living in it, you can't clean everything out. All you can do is start boxing up and packing everything and anything you need to, that you're going to take with you, that you're not going to keep. So that's the first step. If you're getting ready to move and you're doing things, you can start doing that now. You can go get boxes and start clearing out the clutter. That's number one. And start getting it cleaned. Even, you know, maybe you live in a spotless house, but maybe not. And start getting it cleaned room by room. That's the first step. And you also want to walk outside, look at the outside, see if there's anything when you stand across the street that looks like you could, you know, the bushes need to be trimmed, any exterior paint. But you don't have to go spend a ton of money. It really depends on your budget and what you're doing. So this is all how we get into staging a home so that you're prepared for the buyer to come in. Your idea and somebody else's idea may be two different things. And the more neutral you can keep it, the better. But some people like different things. So people put out monies. And to have your home staged could cost $200 to $400 a room, depending on, of course, this depends on your budget and also the price of the house, the budget for selling. Many agents and brokers these days have that budget worked into the property they're selling if they're doing full service. Typically, if you're doing a limited service or a 1% program in between, that's not going to be in the package with the agent or broker. So much falls back on you as the owner and all these different decisions. But it can get quite expensive, and so you want to keep it as simple as possible. It doesn't have to be daunting to try to sell your house. So to me, this virtual reality staging is just so cool. We found different places you could actually get the software for as little as $39. You can actually have this done for you for approximately $200 to $400 total, which is going to be a lot less than having someone come in and do it. What this does, though, is it's strictly virtual staging that's going to show up in the photos. So you're taking blank photos, you're taking, you know, empty property, and you're adding in pieces of furniture, and they do this for you as well. So it's I'll go over a couple different ones that you can do. There's virtualstagingsolutions.com. You can Google this and find quite a lot. They actually take the entire house, and so this is where people are going to be able to see it and have it looked. It's just so cool. You can actually go in and you can buy photos, you can buy packages, you can do it yourself. You can just so many ways to do this. So you should, and agents and brokers, this is also something good to add to your menu. People are going to be coming more and more into this. You can add photos, you can add furniture. It actually, art, prints, can add floor plans. I think floor plans, if you're going to do this, it's really nice to be able to lay out the floor plan, and there's a lot of 3D software to do this. So it's just kind of fun, and it's something that in the old days we didn't have. We had to do it physically. But again, even with all this technology coming out, just remember the basics and the foundation. I don't care what you do, you always have your basics, you have your foundation, and it's really important to get it as clean as possible and as neutral as possible and get all the junk out of there. I had a seller one time collected pigs, and the house was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous, a high-end home, and the pigs were everywhere. You could not, like little figurines and anything you can imagine related to pigs was in this house and all over the place. And even though the house is beautiful, it was hard to get people to get past that. Oh, that's the house with the pigs, you know, the pig collection. It's just better to clear it, stage it. So for example, I'm looking at one of the ones here, and they show furniture options, and they actually have different types. So there's rooms, all the rooms, outdoor, indoor, and you can just place it into this. They also have prints. They can so you can actually go online and practice this and see what you want to do. You can also take these, if an agent or broker wants to do it, you can actually buy these different prints and then start mix and matching and put it in for your on the properties. Now, sure, somebody may come out and say, oh, gosh, it didn't look like that. Doesn't they get it. They start to see it. What they can do with this software is, actually, say your house right now is still full of furniture and you are clearing out, you're scrubbing it, you're clearing out the clutter, you're getting everything you're going to move, where you're going to throw out everything you're not going to use, I mean, that you don't want, take things to Goodwill, have pickups, just get it as empty as possible, basically, and your furniture, just say your furniture is really cluttered. You can actually either do this yourself or you can send it off to have it done for about $200 to $400. Or you can buy the software for around $39 and do this yourself. You can actually take a picture without having to get your house empty. So one example is if it's empty and you want to start. But you can take a picture of a cluttered room, and then they can remove all the furniture and then start placing furniture in that room to show people, hey, this is what this can look like. I just think this is, like, so cool, you know, just so, so cool. Now, different companies have different, you know, it says the service takes about, if you're going to, about, they'll, the services that do this for you are going to take, you know, 2 to 4 days extra, 14 days maybe to put the whole package together. You can also do this yourself. It depends on your timing, but isn't it a cool, it's kind of cool because, again, more people are looking online than ever before they're going to set foot in your house. I don't care if they're down the street, they're going to look online first. So this is really a cool way to do this. If you're going to do it, though, you might as well get the floor plan visualization. That's if you don't have rooms and you're going to actually have it. You're going to map out your measurements and get the 3D, not full 3D, but get the floor plans done if you don't have the floor plans. And this one company, Virtual Staging Solutions, can actually create a photograph based off of a floor plan. So if you're under construction, places aren't done, you can actually, they'll actually show you what the end result's going to look like. They'll actually match any sample finishes that you may have, such as hardwood flooring, countertops, cabinets, and wall covers. This is just so cool. You know, if you're a buyer and you're looking at different homes, you may want to do this too, if you're just getting to try to get ideas and just to see how you can stage things, how this can work for you, because I can see this working on both ends. And absolutely for agents and brokers, which is our largest audience because of our membership and association, I think we should have a class just on this alone, because there's so many different ways to do this. So this is fun. It's just amazing. What are they going to have next? I'll tell you. Now we have the 3D virtual tours. We have all the other ones you can do. Okay, so I'm taking this from Realtor.com magazine, Realtor.org actually. Virtual staging, are they for or against it? Plenty of surveys have shown the importance of photographs and videos online as a way to lure potential home shoppers. But if your listing lacks the photo perfect quality, should you virtually stage it? Of course, these are opinions, but they've been surveyed pretty well. Virtual staging is using technology to remake empty rooms into furnished stage ones. It can help clients visualize what otherwise would be a blank canvas and help better grasp furniture placement and making a home more inviting. It can also allow you to help buyers visualize, this is agents or brokers, a space better by swapping out wall colors or make any upgrades, such as to the kitchen. You ever have a kitchen redone? If you go into the center, they're going to say, okay, what do you want? And they move the cabinets and they move the counters and you kind of tell them what you want and then they map it out for you. Same as if you're building a new house and you're not just going with the builder plan. So this is kind of cool because there's just so many opportunities to play with this. But I can really see, so many people are so visual that I can see where this is going to take off really, really well. Numerous companies now offer virtual staging services, allowing you to download a digital photo of your listing. And this is for sellers, too, because we have a lot of sellers that are doing this on their own, right? And then letting the company's team of designers enhance it. Making sure I can hear you, you can hear me here. So making their designers are enhancing it, okay? The company then emails you back the photos for you to place on the MLS. It tends to cost less than traditional home staging, between $200 to $400, depending on the company and the photos. Virtual staging has been growing in popularity amongst agents and brokers, but it's very, very important to disclose it on the MLS and the company sites that it's virtually staged. You know, that's very important. You don't want somebody to visit a vacant home and be caught by surprise, so we always, always have to disclose. This says, here's some comments. We are a new and revolutionary virtual staging company here in the United States. This is from the Realtor.org magazine. We have built our system from the ground up and offer the most realistic virtual staging furniture you can find. What makes us so great is the quality of furniture used and the price point we can offer it to agents. Virtual staging will truly be future of staging for vacant listings. There is nothing like going online and seeing an empty room filled with beautiful furniture. This will not only make your listing look better, it will save you a lot of time and money. This works for sellers as well. On your own, it's not just the agents. So this, most people here's somebody that's used it for 3 years. They said the clients who choose to virtually stage their home will typically go under contract within days of listing it, much faster than those who choose not to stage. Regardless if it's virtual or the traditional way, it definitely helps to stage a home or not. Now, the way we live in a house and the way we sell are definitely two different things. And that's the toughie. If the more that we can do in getting a house on the market and selling it quickly, whether you're an agent, seller, you know, whomever, it's a lot less hassle, because sellers, if you're living in your house, you've got to put up with all those showings. You have to put up with a disruption in your life. So this is just mixed. It's more bang for your buck, and it's going to get it done quicker. I don't agree that every single house has to be staged. I just agree that it's just like new cars. You know, when they go in and they scrub everything and they have the scents in and everything's just set up, it's the atmosphere, and it does help. But this is so cool. Virtual staging. Here's another one. Says, thanks for mentioning virtual staging is a great marketing tool to sell a vacant home. Keep in mind that virtual staging is not a way to replace traditional home staging services, but it's more economical marketing tool for agents and sellers to show the potential of a home digitally. You don't want to change everything in the house because you want it to be as true as possible. It's just mainly staging the furnitures and give a true representation of that home. That is important. They actually, you can buy CAD decorating software, or I would definitely check with these other companies first to see what's going on. We also, when you're staging, you want to make sure that everybody knows that all the objects are not staying with the property. Somebody may fall in love with certain things and they say, I want this, and that has nothing to do with it. It's not going to work. So you can also go, there's visualstager.com. Visualstager.com is the name, but it's do-it-yourself virtual staging software. We are going to take a quick break and come right back to that.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
We are back. This is Natalie Mullenix, and you're listening to Realty Universal Radio. Gosh, when I hear that, it's like eons ago. We actually started really offering the programs like in 94, and in 96 we were moving them forward more. Now it's such a way of the future, you know. It's like so many people offer these programs, and we teach agents and brokers how to implement the programs without giving away the store and with making it seamless for all parties involved and still doing your full service as well. It's just funny. It's kind of like this virtual staging. You know, it's so new to all of us, maybe 3 years, 4 years old, new, and not the 3Ds. So the 3D or the floor plans have been around for a long time. But this virtual staging, I just can imagine in 10, 20 years, it's what is it going to be? People are going to probably just do it in moments. So it's just interesting how this all works. So this other company, virtualstager.com, there's so many, and the do-it-yourself virtual staging software that lets you stage photos in minutes. They actually have a free sign-up option, or you can view their live demo. So we're going to go through this. And there's also virtualstagingproperties.com, stagingsolutions.com. They're just, you know, I'm sure they're going to grow by leaps and bounds as well, huh, because there's so many. So many. Okay, so let's see. I'm going to try this here. We're going to go in. This pricing, though, I just have to say, when you sign up, you can try Visual Stager for free on all the sample photographs provided. It's kind of like iStock, huh? Experience how the software works and view the virtual furniture library with nearly 3,000 items of furniture. No cost or commitment. You pay only when you're ready to stage your own photographs. So you buy purchasing credits, similar to the iStock and the other stock photos that they have out there that are licensing, you know, so you aren't going to have any copyright or licensing problems. That's one thing you want to make sure when you go from a legal standpoint, you want to make sure when you sign up with these companies that you have full rights, exclusive rights, or limited, however they have licensing rights to be able to use these photos. So it's definitely worth it to get a reputable company, make sure that you're covered. And again, as was mentioned earlier, always disclose, these are photos of a virtual staging. These are not in actual house photos, or, you know, it could be actual room, but not the furniture. So, okay, so then you purchase credits, and they work like stamps. You prepay for credits and then use them to stage photographs as and when you need. Buy more credits when you run out, and credits never, never expire. Interesting. So this says here, prepay 10 credits for a photo. You get 10 credits for $15, 50 credits for $59. So there's different. I saw one that had $39 you could buy this software. So you just want to check all this out. There's also resellers. You can actually resell this too, which is pretty cool. I like that. I always like when you can actually joint venture with people, send things over, and do this. So they have a white-labeled reseller too. This is great for you agents and brokers listening. VisualStager.com. You can actually do this, and you can resell it on your site as well. Pretty, pretty cool. Or you can just use it and use it in your, you know, you could charge a fee for sellers when you do this as well. There's just so many different ways to monetize all of this. So I'm going to go in. There's interactive visual stager demo. You can go in here and you can rearrange the furniture. You can't add or remove it, but you can move things around. And there's, like they said, they have 2,500 furniture and accessory items in visual stager. This is pretty cool. You definitely want to get on your computer and play with this. It is absolutely awesome. So you can actually take one photo in many different styles. You can show the same room, you know, room to many different people that likes different things. You can actually show buyers. You can put it in your phone. You can actually, or actually on your laptop, your iPhone, whatever you have. The pretty, pretty cool. You can actually do this within minutes. So this is something you can actually even show. I'm just wondering, I just had a thought. I wonder if people can actually take their furniture, if a buyer could take their own furniture and send this in and then be able to say, here, this is what your furniture looks like in this house. That would be, that's like amazing, right? We have everything in here. So I have questions already. Let's see. Agents, let you stage a break-in property. You can remove furniture. After you stage it, you can share the JPEGs with each room on your website or MLS. Brokers, they have a bulk pricing for people. Let's see. Virtual stager for photographers. Okay. This is definitely, I think, something that is going to be a way of the future. I'll tell you, they just have everything. Everything's going on here. Let's see, white label, digital stager. So I can see buyers using this too. If buyers want to do that and say, I just don't know if this fits or that fits. It depends on how much you love your furniture. A lot of times when you're buying another house, you're not going to. Some people I've seen literally not buy a house because the dining room furniture didn't fit, or their bedroom furniture didn't fit. And me, I am just so like, I don't know. I guess I'm just different that way. I would never not buy a house just because my furniture didn't fit. I would get different furniture or figure something out. But I've seen it happen. And what's important is that it's for each person to get what they want and be happy. And that's the key. That's the key to selling, to really listen to your client and customer and be able to see what they want, what they need. This is just another tool in the toolbox to be able to show them, what about this or what about this? What about when you see these houses and they are a teardown? You say, okay, what if we did this? Now, I would like, without having to go to an architect, say, what if we took this wall out and that wall out? Let's see if we're able to do that too. It's take, because if they can, I would imagine with some of these companies where they can actually send them the software, they, like I said, it's like $200 to $400, and they'll take furniture out. I would imagine they could take a wall out as well and do this. See, we've got pretty, pretty interesting. I wanted to run this by you guys today because it's many people are doing it. But it's new. I mean, it's you don't hear of everybody doing it like in many other staging. Staging's gotten really popular. But this is pretty cool. So these companies, some say most orders take 2 business days to complete. If your photos need furniture removed, 3 to 5 days. If you're ordering a floor plan visualization, please allow up to 14 days. You know, you can buy this software and play with it. I definitely think this is a definitely good way to go. Let's see what we've got here. So you can actually take a photo of the room if you're going to stage it, and you want it to, and you can upload it, and it'll erase the furniture or have them do it. And then you can select from, oh, gosh, over 3,000 furniture items and accessories. It depends on which you're using. And then put it in, share your stage photos as a single property, do-it-yourself staging website. So they've thought of everything. It's just amazing. Very, very good. Awesome. I definitely recommend you guys all starting at Google and check this out. So just remember, though, if you're the seller and you're doing this yourself, with many, many people these days are selling their homes on their own, check these things out. Get in there and take the time to get everything totally spotless. Clear out the clutter. Make everything as neutral as possible, and why not turn to virtual staging? It's an economical way to show the potential of your property. I'm going through different things. I'm just looking at this. We just have to disclose so nobody gets into any problems here. Let's see. There's also another company here doing RealtorVision.com. Now, I don't know if you all remember iPix way back when, because there's other softwares that will do this now. Back in, I think it's like the late 90s, early 2000s, somewhere, you'd have still photos, and then they would turn the still photo into a virtual tour. And that was huge, because in the old days, somebody had to walk through with a camera to do a virtual tour. So now you have other products that do this, and you can actually make virtual tours out of just regular photos, even though some people still like to go through and have somebody show every little bit of the house. So that's kind of what this is. You're going to be able to go through and mix it in. They've also got this other company called RealtorVision.com. They have a virtual home staging included. Using our advanced 3D rendering technology, we're now able to offer our virtual tour providers an amazing virtual tour staging product at an unbelievable low price. We can take a photo of an empty room and then virtually stage it full of furniture with everything. Now this here, I'm just looking, because there's so many to pick from now. You have a full service, let's see, this has do-it-yourself starting at $15 per photo. Click here for full service virtual staging, $75 per photo. And again, I've seen it as low as $39 for the software. Cool, I love it. Cool. Yeah, we could spend days on staging and doing things, but and the budget, it's just nice because so many things nowadays that used to cost an arm and a leg to do are just dirt cheap right now. It's almost like a no-brainer that you know to go ahead and do it. So if anybody, it does help to have a professional eye look at your house and go through and see what can make a difference. These little touches and just some arm grease and if it's your listing too can make a difference. I'm going to go through this. Let's see. So Realtor Vision actually helps, has services for photographers, entrepreneurs, and real estate agents creating stunning photographic and video presentations. Cool. So you can actually put your whole presentation together this way. And if you're a homeowner selling your house yourself through limited service programs, these prices are so low and it's so fun. They can actually do different things with it. So these presentations are commonly referred to as virtual tours. Some individuals confuse the term virtual tour as being related to panoramic photos only. Certainly a tour player can have stunning panoramic images, but a virtual tour can also be made from all forms of media, including the still photographs. And that's what I was talking about, if you had remembered iPix years ago. Technology did it with still photographs, and there's other types now. You can take still photographs, HD videos, floor plans, voice narration, music, and embedded third-party content. The choice is to use panoramic photography, and then the tour creator figures out what you want, you figure out what you want to do. They say they like a nice mix of HD still images, panoramas, and video, and it's the single best way to make an impression with a buyer or customers. Virtual tours using a means of a variety of media is also referred to as being a mixed media presentation. So when you hear this, it's really nice to see what you're doing. And what about, can you imagine, if you're a broker, an agent, and say you have 50, 100 listings, wouldn't that be nice to just start offering them no matter what the price points are instead of having to store a ton of furniture and do all these other staging services, which you still can do, but this is really nice. And then the thing I love about it is the one seller, if you're just you're a seller selling one property, you can do this as well for next to nothing. They've also got, if you need the hardware and equipment, this is Realtor Vision, RealtorVision.com. If you need the hardware and equipment to produce panoramic photos, we provide that as well. Our high-quality precision panoramic rotators are made in the USA and guaranteed for life. We also offer professional panoramic photo switching software and, of course, our industry-leading virtual tour player. In addition to all the virtual tour software and hardware, RTV also provides national photography services. We have a network of over 1,000 insured and vetted photographers across the United States and Canada. We have a preferred vendor for several national clients such as Choice Hotel, Motel 6, ByOwner.com, and more. And then they have a scene as a full panoramic view. Wow, I love this. Or then they have full motion clips. We're almost ready. We're almost finished today, but I can just spend hours going through this. And I think this is something that can really be put together pretty fast. The RTV allows you to publish up to 60 scenes with each of your productions, as well as 5 minutes of full motion video. Wow. This is definitely good to look at. They have full service, Visa, and there's all kinds of things you can do here. You can get trial versions, satisfaction guarantees. So I've gone over a lot with virtual staging technology today, just to get whet your appetite and something for you to check into, because it really does make a difference whether you're an agent, broker, or a seller just selling one property. So remember, the way we live in a house and the way we sell a house are two different things. Amazing how things look so much different once you go in and do this. You can also, the other thing that they have, like appliances, if your appliances are old and you want to give a credit, you can actually have all of this added. You can have plants added, landscaping, window treatments. It's just amazing. So you can really show somebody the before and after pictures. And, of course, definitely disclosed. We are at the end of the show already. Never, it goes by so fast. So how to show your home for sale, virtual staging. Yes, it's real. It's real. And many are making their home buying decisions online, so before ever stepping foot into the property. Find out how you can use the technology, create the atmosphere you need at a fraction of the time and cost. And the other tips that you don't want to forget, that you wouldn't forget, and if you're the seller or even if you're the agent or broker and a house isn't clean, get a cleaning crew to come in and scrub it. It can never be too clean for that buyer coming in. And empty. Get out. Get everything you have out. It's better to have clear counters, clear everything, and so people can visualize what they're doing. But with the photos, now I would think it's good to do virtual staging and then have something in the house to show that as well as with the brochures. So I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week out there. To everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.